Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc., and this time with L. Ron Ferguson. If you guys are watching this anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video and the over 200 videos that we've got there, free for you to watch, intermediate to advanced hypnosis videos for training of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. You got to go to calbanyan.com, because right below these videos, all of them, text, graphics, links to other important things. So you know what? If you're watching somewhere else besides calbanyan.com, because I know that people scrape this video off of calbanyan.com. They put it on other locations and stuff, but you know you don't want to watch them there. You want to watch them on calbanyan.com. All right. Boy, have I got a lot of stuff. First of all, I want to thank Meredith, who's not here right now, but I'm sure she's going to watch the video, and L. Ron for taking care of doing a couple of videos for us. They're both super one percenters. You've heard me introduce them both before, but today I have with us L. Ron Ferguson, one of our top graduates in the profession. He's a five-pather. He's a one percenter among the best of the best in the profession. He can do age regression. He can do forgiveness work, parts mediation work, all that good stuff. Real proud to have him working here at our center. If I couldn't see the client, I would refer them to L. Ron if they're in my area. How you doing, L. Ron?
I'm doing good, Cal. I love being introduced by you because you give the best introductions.
I'm the man.
Yeah, I'm going to try to keep up with that. You know, I was thinking about it on the way over. What is Cal? Obviously, you know who Cal Banyan is. If you don't know, the best way to describe him is he's like an unstoppable hypnosis machine. He goes down a track, and I can always learn something new, no matter how long I seem to hang around him or go to class. Or every time, I always learn something new. I was talking to him the other day. I said, "So, Cal, you know, what do I do with this and this and this?" And he goes, "Well, why are you asking me?" I go, "I don't know. I just wanted some Cal tips." And he goes, "Oh, well, in that case, blah, 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 blah." And I just always file stuff away. So, endless treasure trove of wisdom and information. Thanks for everything you've taught me, Cal.
Hey, glad to have you around. And, you know, the feeling is mutual. When I talk to you about hypnosis, I always pick up some tips, tricks, and techniques, too. Hey, before we get started, is there anything else you want to say?
That's it, Cal.
All right, I got a couple announcements. I also want to congratulate Danny St. Clair. See, I just rolled in. I might look a little disheveled because I just came in from a little wedding ceremony and a wedding lunch. Because Danny, if you guys ever call here, then you know who Danny is. He is our affiliate manager. He also manages all the products and training materials that we have here. And all-around nice guy. If you come here to our center to do training, he takes really good care of you. And he just got married to Nicole from Australia. And you know what? I'm going to try to get a picture down there from either the wedding or the lunch or something like that, so you can kind of share the joy. And, you know, if you want to, you can leave a comment down there, you know, congratulating them. All right.
Yay! Congratulations, Danny! Yes!
Another one bites the dust. That's what I say.
All right. Off the market. Good for you.
All right. Let's see here. Hey, we've just set up our schedule for the next few months. Actually, for the whole 12 months. I'm going to give you some training schedules. But right there over on on that side over there on the blog is our entire schedule for training. But I just want to let you know we got an NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course with 5-path and 7-path. It's 10 days of hell in hypnosis, and it is one starts on October 31st. We've got another one March 5th in 2012. And then July 9th, 2012. Another one, I believe, in October. Sometimes those faraway dates, they might shift a little bit as, you know, we get up there and we find out, oh, darn, it's Mother's Day or something like that. But once we get people scheduled for the class, they don't shift. And by the way, we have huge discounts for early enrollment. So make sure you go over there, check them out. And, by the way, if you can't make it here, you can also take the course live, interactive on the internet. You can always call us and ask us about that. And if you can't do live, either on site at our center here in Tustin, California, or on the internet, you can always take our video version, because we've recorded the class, it's on video, and you can get certified that way too. All right, one last thing. Actually, I have two last things. Solid Gold Weekend, it's coming up. We've arranged to have it in Anaheim, again, Orange County. Best place to have it, because you can come out here, you can, you know, get your CEUs, you can, I know that I'm going to be speaking. Thank you, Dr. Damon, for inviting me back once again. And we're lining up some of the other speakers right now. It's going to be February 25th and 26th. And there's a special kind of solid gold panel the day before on the 24th for people who fly in the day before. You can take advantage of that. Let's see. So, Solid Gold Weekend, 25th, 26th. Anaheim, California. One other little thing. I might just take up the whole 20 minutes myself. No, L. Ron would never stand for that. All right. It's out. It's out. It's out. It's out. I'm so excited. And you know what? The Hypnotic Recollections, the history of the development of hypnotism as a separate and distinct profession in the 20th century by Dr. Dwight Damon. And I'm so glad to have this out. I'm already four chapters into it. Let me give you some ideas about what this is about. You know, I believe this started because I was talking to a well-known author in the profession, and we started talking about history of hypnosis. And I said, you know what this profession needs? We need a really good history book of like the last 50 years, like World War II and onward, because in our profession, it's hard to really, especially if you're a young guy, you know, and in this profession, a young guy is like less than 70 years old, you know, you really don't know some of the, who the important players were and, you know, who did what and that kind of thing. So, see, stage performers as teachers, there's a chapter on that, general state of hypnotism in the 40s and 50s, what was happening on the East Coast, what came out of the East Coast, outstanding personalities of the 40s and 50s, and I tell you what, there are some very interesting personalities in this, in the development of this profession. Let's see, hypnotism in college settings, hands-on training versus book, the birth of the NGH and the rebirth of the NGH. Oh, gosh. We get to find out what hypnotist put out a contract on another hypnotist, what world-famous hypnotist that started the whole NGH thing just suddenly disappeared one day, never to be heard of again. So just a whole bunch of cool stuff in here. I've started reading it, and I'm very excited to have it. Thank you, Dr. Damon, for letting me have... Well, not let me have this book, for having written this book, and I've got a link down there to where you can get some of your own. One last thing. Gosh, how long have we been going there, L. Ron?
Oh, over 5 minutes for sure.
Hey, but you know what? This is all good stuff. I want to send a thank you out there to George Guarino. He sent me a book, and what's cool about this book is it's really just kind of like a big thank you card, and... he's a graduate of ours, and I'll show you a picture. I think he's in the back. And what's interesting about this book, there he is. So, I don't know, does that work? There we are. I'm shaking his hand right there in the middle of the page. And he really liked my mind model. And I've published my mind model in the Journal of Hypnotism. And an interesting thing that's different about my mind model, just a real rough sketch. If you had a rectangle, and one end, we said, okay, that's the conscious mind, and that the other end, we had a small portion that was an unconscious mind, and then in the middle was the subconscious mind. And in the subconscious mind is your long-term memory, all the data that you've accumulated over your entire life, and then you've got beliefs, habits, and emotions. And I go into that a lot on the first day of class. But one of the things that I think that really struck him, if you take a look at this picture. Now, one of the things you'll see is, I say the conscious mind, not the conscious mind, but the human mind is kind of like a tree. And that all of our experiences, so these circles here are like the rings of a tree. Right, and he was inspired to draw that many different ways, and then he put them all out here. This is kind of my drawing from class on the board. I don't know how well that works out on the video, but and then he's got a nice, more colorful version of it right there. And if you think of the consciousness as every year there's a new ring to the tree, right? Well, every year we put a new layer of learning in our life. You know, there's what we learned the first year, there's what we learned the second year, you know, what we learned and experienced and so on each year. And actually, what he's done is he's put these little, because I drew this on the board in class, and if you can see that, these are little models of the mind in each layer. So if we take the model of the mind of one and the model of the mind of two and three all the way up to 20 years old, 30 years old, and 40 years old, then what we have is a way of looking at things from regression. When we take someone back to being like 5 years old, we're really dealing with the mind of the five-year-old. So I've got to write an article on that sometime. But that's it. That's my show and tell. Anything you want to add to that, Elron?
No, Cal. But I do love seeing that in full color, that model of the mind. There's something about having a visual schematic that makes everything fall into place for me, too. So I enjoyed it.
So thank you, George. I appreciate it. And, man, he's got some really colorful drawings in here. And in fact, some are very hypnotic, and some of them are kind of scary. Look at this one. Now, is that scary or what? So, hey, that'd be a good picture.
We're going to scare you into hypnosis.
Yeah. It's so funny. Elron came in today, and he's telling me about these different topic ideas. I said, okay, just do whatever you want. And he thought I was, like, not excited. I said, once the camera starts, I'm excited, right?
I know. Okay. I know. I wasn't even expecting this at all. Now I have to kick my game up another notch just to keep up.
Hey, I'm going to roll up my sleeves right now and see, and we'll just give it to me. What do you want to do?
All right, Cal. I'm going to give it to you. We have so many different directions that we can go, but as you all know, whenever Cal and I get together, we've been talking about things that are slightly controversial, maybe more sometimes and less other times. I know that I get in trouble from time to time for some of the things I say, and if you ever always maintain the right to change my mind when presented with new information. But Cal, I wanted to know your two cents and ask you directly, because I go to, you know, to talk to different hypnosis people in the profession. I talk to a lot of people that don't know anything about hypnosis. And I see a lot of people's different attempts at marketing their hypnotic services or their coaching services. A lot of people seem to borrow from the hypnotic professions and the work that they do, but they don't include the word hypnosis. And I just got back from the NGH convention, and different people had different takes on the use of the word hypnosis in their marketing, depending on whom and where. But I wanted to ask you, should we one day get rid of the word hypnosis?
What would be the benefit in that?
Well,
hello, Elron?
Yes, I'm here.
What would be the benefit in that?
The benefit in that? Well, as far as the material that I've come across and different people I talk to, obviously there would be a lot of problems with that because it wouldn't be recognizable, but it would instantly take care of any negatively charged associations with the word hypnosis. If somehow one day, 100 years from now, it wasn't hypnosis anymore, but maybe something else. Or we just wait until hypnosis has an entirely different meaning and a set of internal representations that are seen by people.
Well, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head there. That's why people want to rename hypnosis to something else, is because of the negative baggage. And I say, you know what? It's our job to educate the public as to what hypnosis really is, and then clarify that. And you know, that's why we do our pre-talks, and you know, maybe we need to do some more, you know, public messages and that kind of stuff. But I am against it. I'm against it. But as a matter of fact, one of the problems in our profession is, and not just us, but also psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors, they really don't have a common or good definition of hypnosis. And so until we really get ourselves together in that area, I think that we can't expect the public to have a good idea about what hypnosis is. But I offer you this very simple definition of hypnosis, and that is a heightened state of suggestibility. And so that when we give suggestions to someone, or that those suggestions are easily accepted and they are long-lasting, and or hypnosis can be used to put someone in a highly suggestible state so that we can use certain techniques such as age regression, parts therapy, and stuff like that. How's that, Elron?
That sounds good to me, Cal.
Cool.
What do you think about the differences of hypnosis and a lot of people that use the word hypnosis interchangeably with the word trance?
I noticed that I am not an NLP expert. You know, I've studied NLP just by reading about it and maybe hear an audio program here or there. But I particularly noticed that amongst NLPers. And the NLPers tend to mix trance with hypnosis. Trance is, hypnosis, one of the definitions, a bypass of critical factor in the establishment of acceptable selective thinking. And of course, I've said in the past that that's exactly backward. It's actually through the acceptance of acceptable selective thinking that we create the bypass of the critical factor, which amounts to becoming more suggestible. So what do I mean by that? Well, if the word trance really has to do with this establishment of acceptable selective thinking, and that means to be thinking about one thing only. An earlier word to describe hypnosis was monoideism. So to be entranced means to be kind of like focused on this one thing. There's this one thing that's just like taking up all of your attention, something that's very novel or exciting or overly stimulating can be entrancing. You just kind of lock in on it. But trance in and of itself is not hypnosis. Hypnosis requires trance, but it's just a component of hypnosis. You can be entranced, but not necessarily be in a highly suggestible state. What do you think?
I think that sounds good to me. I mean, with the hypnosis state that we like to do, it's all about that contention where they're so focused on what we're trying to achieve with the hypnosis session, with the suggestions that are coming out of the hypnotist's mouth, and with the insight that they're gaining, maybe giving to themselves. That's just the magic right there, aside from any type of altered state work or altered state experience, or perhaps that daydreamy-like thing that from time to time can be described by other people in the self-development business as, oh, well, that's trance whenever you go into that daydream state, or whenever you have alpha brainwave function, that's trance. And, well, trance is hypnosis, and it's the same thing. It's really so much more than that. It's that laser beam, like you said, the ability to focus on one thing that, like you said, can include that component of that trance-like state that can or cannot have a associated kinesthetic feeling.
Exactly. As someone goes into hypnosis, the suggestions of the hypnotist become more and more real. And in the really deep states of hypnosis, the suggestions of the hypnotic suggestions and or techniques that you're doing become more real than objective reality. So, for example, your client might be 40 years old in your hypnosis chair, but because you're using a hypnotic age regression technique, and they go back to like the age of 5 years old, that experience is so vividly real, it overshadows the objective, a real experience of the client who's 40 years old. And so, that's not just trance. Trance is a component to that, but we really need to look at hypnosis as being a heightened state of suggestibility such that the suggestions of the hypnotherapist become more and more real and more profound, affecting the thoughts, the feelings, the behaviors, and habits of the individual. Cool. Anything else?
That's it, Cal. I think we're about out of time. And next episode, why don't we talk about the hypnotized feeling that people chase from time to time, and some people even talk about means you're in hypnosis, but what we think about it and how to handle that.
What does it feel like to be in hypnosis? Okay, sounds good. Wrap it up.
All right. Well, I hope that y'all enjoyed watching this episode of Hypnosis, etc., and all the good stuff that we talk about. Watching Cal go off in the beginning of the session is always great. A lot of good information there. Really exciting to see that model of the mind and talk about changes in the profession, different things. We love to give you free information. Check us out at hypnosiscenter.com. Look at our training schedules. If you want to email me any suggestions for maybe topics or stuff you'd like to have on the show, questions, anything like that, maybe discoveries, maybe even complaints, you can email me at lronhypnosis@gmail.com. Thanks for watching. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
All right, and this is Cal Banyan reading the book. You got to get it. Look, it's got pictures. It's got pictures, and it's got a lot of really good history. And I think that this book, from what I've heard about it so far, what I've read so far, should be part of every certification course in hypnotism. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan, go to hypnosis.org. I'll teach you how to do inductions on there, give you some insider tips, tricks, and techniques. Go to hypnosiscenter.com. All of my schedule is there. And go to, here's a really cool one, seventhpathselfhypnosis.com. And I'll teach you a little bit about how to do self-hypnosis the seventh pathway. That's it. Cal Banyan, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.